Hey guys, we are back here on Hoops Hype, and today I'm just going to do a little episode on which teams have the best bench in the league. So I think I am going to start with the Warriors. Now the Warriors, they don't have much of a bench, but they've always had some really, really strong players, but their bench has dropped because they adding more players and getting rid of more, their bench has dropped. So I'm just saying, like, the best player on their bench would be Sean Livingston. Their bench, I realize, does not have much to talk about. So I don't think I'll talk about them too often, but I think this is a team that has a new bench this year. That's the Wizards. The Wizards, my favorite team, by the way. They, you know, they're really, really, really good at adding players off the bench. Now, last year, they had Mike Scott, Kelly Oubre, Jody Meeks coming off the bench. This year, they add, at the end of last year in the playoffs, they added Ty Lawson, who was really good, second man coming off at point guard. And I agree that they also added Austin Rivers, I think, that they added. I keep mixing him up with Phillip Rivers, the Chargers quarterback. I have him on my fantasy football team bench, by the way. Austin Rivers, last season, he beat James Harden's 51-point game with a 36-point game. And then the next game, he followed it up with 40 points. So he has the ability to follow up big performances with bigger performances. And if he's able to score 40 points, which is something that most NBA players never accomplish in a career, coming off the bench especially, then I expect him to take it up one notch for the Wizards especially. But that's I think he's good for a benched shooting guard. I'm hoping they play him at shooting guard because I like Ty Lawson being my bench point guard. I like him getting a lot of minutes also. So let's put Austin Rivers at the shooting guard at the two. So, and then they still have so we talked about Austin Rivers, and now I think we're going to talk about some of the other players coming off of their bench. Kelly Oubre is what I'm going to talk about right now. He can drive in, dunk the ball. He's got so much force. And then his outside shooting and his mid-range shooting, he's basically he's basically a shooter plus an amazing dunk ability. I don't know how you make that kind of build in 2K. He's one of a kind. So his dunking abilities, though, he needs to get the ball more inside because, I mean, sometimes when he's off on three-pointers, he keeps shooting and he doesn't hit, but he's a dead-eye shooter, so I expect him to take pull-up mid-range shots from about 10 feet and hit those, or he can go in and dunk the ball. His athleticism is so crazy. If he just sprints in, he can get an easy 2 points just by dunking it over a man, because I've seen him do a crazy posterizer before. It's easy for him because if he's done it before, he can do it again. So I don't see why these extremely athletic players that can do extremely athletic posterizers, I don't see why they don't, like, if they're a shooter and they're off, why don't they just sprint in and try to dunk the ball? And even if you can't dunk it, he's still so athletic that he can still get a layup in. He can change position in the air. Now, by the way, I'm talking about it, you think he's like a starter, but I mean, he's still a really, really good contributor. And the Wizards, they have some pretty good starters. So I think some other teams he could start, just not the Wizards. The Wizards are his home because even though if you're coming off the bench, that doesn't mean you're horrible. Take that news from Manu Ginobili. Manu Ginobili, I think I'm going to talk about him, even though, and by the way, he just retired this season. Coming off the bench, like, he won the Sixth Man of the Year a bunch of times, surefire Hall of Famer, and he came off the bench. Like, some people are wondering, like, how? Because he was insanely good. Like, I don't know why they ever put him off the bench, but I think he likes getting his rest more often so he can have more, so he can, doesn't have to start the game, so he can, you know, keep up with the pace of the game, not start the pace of the game. I think that's a few of the reasons why he performs better off the bench. But he is insanely good, and people are wondering why is he coming off the bench? Like, why can't he be a starter? He could be a starter, but he wouldn't be the player he is now. And he wouldn't be known as one of the best six men of all time. So I think that's really, really big. So let's talk about some of his skills. So I'm going to say that his ability to, you know, Manu's ability to, he's just like Kelly Oubre, but a little more athletic. If he just sprints into the rim, he'll be able to dunk it almost every time. So usually, if you're a defender and then he's coming at the rim, try to block the shot. Because even if he goes up and under, that's still a tough foul, I mean, play. So if he tries to dunk it and he goes up and under, foul him. Like, intentionally foul him. Even if it's like this kind of give up, just don't do it too hard so it's a flagrant. But if you just give him a little foul and kind of push him a little, and then jump up and kind of push him a little, if he doesn't hit the shot, that's great. You stop 2 points. Now, he's going to hit his free throws more, I mean, pretty likely, but it's a better percentage chance that he does that, a higher percentage chance that he'll miss one of those, and he'll miss that layup. I know it's crazy because he'd have to go, like, way up and under, but that's Manu for you. And Manu Ginobili and most really athletic players in the NBA will finish that shot, because if you're athletic for the NBA, you're probably amazingly athletic, because most of your ability to get in the NBA comes from athleticness. And Kyle Korver, he's still extremely athletic. I know it sounds crazy, but most people who are about 6'7", still, like, it's kind of hard for you to, you have to jump really high to dunk that ball. So that's, for those reasons, that's why Manu is extremely athletic, because he's one of the most athletic players in the NBA. And that's saying something, because the NBA is where athletics are at the highest level. And in football, that's the same thing. In all professional sports, except for maybe baseball, every player has to be athletic, because I'm not sure designated hitters are already athletic. I mean, are always athletic, but in almost every sport, you have to be athletic to play, because I mean the only thing about baseball is if you're a designated hitter, you can't outfield, which is not athletic, and maybe if you can hit the ball half a mile, you might just have some pretty big muscles, and it might look like you're barely even swing it. If you can hit the ball really hard, it doesn't mean you're athletic, because he probably there's certain players in baseball that can hit the ball a home run easily, like just a little slap and it goes over the fence. But if he gets just under that, he's probably so slow that he'll get out. So what should have been a double will probably either be a single or an out with those players. So that's why. But almost every player is athletic in professional sports. So I think I'm going to end the podcast about here. Thank you guys so much for listening. I forgot to mention my sister has a podcast. It's called Sports Station. So it's spelled S-P-O-R-T. And then it's another S and then a T-A-T-I-O-N. Sports Station. So yeah, and my friend, he's making a podcast. I'll let you know the details, but of the name, because he's not sure about that one yet. But I will tell you right when that happens, so you guys can get that one down also. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Hoops Hype signing out now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.